I'm be honest with you. I wasn't feeling too good today, and I really wasn't going to preach. But I was up there worshiping and praising God. And he was speaking to me.
Come on.
He said, you need to get up there. You got something to say.
Come on. That's right.
I got a burden tonight. I come with the burden of lost souls out there who need God. Broken people who hurt in the inside, but you don't see it because on the outside they're smiling. You never know they're hurting, but they are.
Amen.
I got lost family. I got a sister who I'd love to see saved. I got a father who's an addict, and I'd love to see him up here worshiping. We just got it. I got a burden tonight. I knew a guy. He was so strung out on drugs. He didn't spend time with his family like he should. All he cared about was partying her. That's all he knew. He was raised up in a bar. That's all he did was just seen his parents partying, so he thought that was the life. So he was, but in the inside he was hurting. He had a lot of anger, a lot of pain, a lot of hurt that he didn't know how to deal with. He couldn't even sit there and look in the mirror because he seen who he really was. He seen he was an addict. He seen he had anger problems. He seen he didn't spend time with his family like you should. So when he seen the mirror, he would just walk past. Not even to care to see his face. Or when he got ready for school in the morning, he wouldn't look at the mirror because he didn't want it to remind him of who he really was. Well, one day someone decided to invite him to church. HYC, Holiday Youth Convention. The day that changed his life. That was me. You might have not known it, but that was me. I was hurting on the inside. I thought about suicide multiple times. I just wanted to die. But that day at Holiday Youth Convention changed my life. I thought about suicide, but now I'm praising God I'm alive. I was craving drugs, but now I'm craving for revival. Come on, somebody. It's a new day. It's a new year. There's lost souls out there hurting, and somebody's got to stand up and say, I will. I'll go, Lord. Show me the way. I'll teach them the gospel. I go through trials and tribulation. Hallelujah. We need to stand up. We need to fast. We need to pray. There's people out there that ain't got no home, nowhere to stay. People think, well, why should I give him money? He's just going to blow it on drugs. I'm going to be honest with you. I thought that. Why would I give him money? He's just going to blow it on drugs. But we can buy him some food. We can say, hey, you need a place to stay? I'll open the door for you. Come to church, man. We'd love to have you. I don't care if you, we don't care if you wear pants, makeup. We just thank God you're in the doors. Thank God we got you in the doors. They might have never heard the gospel before in their life, but we got them in the doors. Thank God. Hallelujah. I just want to encourage y'all to pray fast. Try to reach lost souls. Talk to your loved ones. Let them know you care. Praise the Lord.